a new diva enters the chat. This is what my face looks like. We're getting deep into it. Makeup by Mario. Mario has a chokehold on me. Beat Desiree Skin Foundation, the blushes, the bronzer, setting spray, lip pencils, the eyeliners, the lipsticks, lip glosses, setting powders, mascara. You will never catch me using Makeup by Mario's foundation. Before you say they expanded the shades, it's all good. Yes, it is. What I needed was natural finish, matte finish. A new diva enters the chat. Makeup by Mario has a new foundation, and this one has natural finish. Going to think about it like a consumer who's investing money to buy this foundation. 32 shades and retails for $48. Too matte? Is it very little matte? Is it for you? Is it for your neighbor? Everything that you've been thinking, I'll be answering. I remember standing outside Sephora trying to get the Surreal Skin Luminous Foundation when that launched, and I still have the same excitement today. This is 18 warm, looks like. 18.5 neutral is what it looks like. 19 cool. What it looks like. Have a good feeling about this because this is natural finish and probably dries down a little matte. 18.5 warm in the luminous finish, and I want to show you something. Luminous finish is substantially thicker than the natural finish foundation. This is 18 warm, 18.5 neutral, 19 cool. 18.5 neutral and 19 cool, and I think one of these shades should work for my skin color. This is supposed to give you weightless medium coverage and also blur your face. It is quite thin, but the pigment is definitely there. How much blurring can this get? That is quite a bit of stretch on the foundation. Wow, this is the shade 19C, literally melting into my face. Going in with the shade 19C, I want to see the blendability, I want to see the buildability, I want to see the blur, I want to see how this sets with powder, and overall, how natural of a finish will this actually give in two pumps of 19C. Tap on the F1 brush. Starting from the inside of the face, I'm going to gently tap and even out the foundation on my face. First impression, this is right now building as medium coverage, and that is giving skin. There's a difference in how the color pigment dries down if it's a luminous foundation versus when it's a matte or a natural finish foundation. I have redness on my forehead and I want to see how much can I build before I get full coverage. That completely smoothed my skin out. It doesn't look flat and matte. It looks natural, and there is the blur. This is one thin layer of Makeup by Mario Surreal Skin Natural Finish Foundation, and that is what my face is giving. And I still have a pump and a half left here. A little will stretch a long way with this foundation. A tiny, tiny little bit warm, yeah, but I don't mind it. Does not feel cakey, and skin still feels like skin. Skin Transforming Enhancer. Using the F4 brush, I'm going to go ahead and set my face with a little bit of powder on the brush. Definitely natural finish. It is not turning too matte when the powder is hitting it. Feels very, very lightweight on the skin, and I think the shade 19C is a very good match, especially after using a bronzer and setting my face completely. Look at the way the color actually flows. And I've seen that a lot with natural finish or matte finish foundation, that colors just read better on my face. Even if you have dry skin, combination skin, or oily skin, this foundation is going to work for literally every single person. I like this better than the Surreal Skin Luminous Foundation. And I still have a pump and a half here. A little goes a long way. This foundation actually stretches a lot. So even though it's $48, this will probably last you at least 2 months, even if you wear 5 days a week. And this is what the foundation looks like in natural light. Beautiful finish. The color match is pretty good. I would say this is like 98% accuracy, and I like it. I mean, that is giving good skin. Wow.